Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. What a surprise, huh? Yeah, setting the mood right now. I should be having Italian music in the background here. Sorry, Daoud. Daoud Saeed does our normal intro music, and you're going to be hearing him again this hour. We're probably going to be doing our thing for about an hour or so as guests filter into Germano's Trattoria, 300 South High Street. Woo! Let me tell you something. This place is so awesome, honest to goodness. I've been here, three, four times now. Each time the food has been magnificent. And I've always been in front of, in this intimate venue, those folks that I have come to see, like Jimmy Webb, EC3. I saw Amy Shook here one night, Micah Chevalier. Speaking of which, EC3 is going to be here tonight with his illustrious band, and Micah will be the featured guest vocalist. So much fun. Food is great, 300 South High Street, and I thought it would be cool if we could just do this to drum up some ambient music, something to get you focused on a date night, for example. And what better way to start the show than with the star of the show, EC3 from It's All About the Rhythm and Mambo Inn. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
You can say you love me, but do you really mean it when you say you do? I don't know what love really means to do at all. Everybody has their own way to love someone they think that they know how, but how can they?
Songs from Micah Chevalier's Ruse Fetissi CD, written by Dr. William Smith, who also arranged it as well. Yeah, that's the same CD where we get back and forth, one of our favorites here on Hybrid Jazz. Just played that the other day. Micah getting ready to do her thing at Germano's Trattoria tonight, 300 South High Street, in Little Italy, where the food is magnificent. I posted earlier on Facebook some of the specials that they have in the cabaret room. This is authentic Italian and Tuscan cuisine, by the way. So you can get all sorts of pasta dishes. You can get all sorts of salmon and steak and chicken dishes. Oh, my God. It's one of those occasions, honest to goodness. And we know about Little Italy because anytime that Slim Man does a gig, especially if he's going to do it on behalf of the Mount Washington Children's Pediatric Center, he always does it at La Scala, which is just around the corner. So we go there or we go to Germano's. Anywhere you go in Little Italy, well, of course, some are better than others, but the food is so wonderful that it literally melts in your mouth. You don't want to appear to be a pig at the dinner table, but you just are tempted to pick up the plate and lick it. Oh, my God. It's just a certain way that true Italian chefs have of preparing a meal that's so wonderful. So you can best believe that the troops, EC3 and the band, and Micah are going to be having a little dinner after the show. But showtime is 7:30. You just heard Micah Chevalier. You also heard Warren Wolf and Grand Central from the brand new Wolfgang CD. Warren is in San Francisco, part of the SF Collective there that they have, and he's in-house for a little while, but he's touring all over the place with the SF Jazz Collective. And then, check this out, he's going to be playing drums for Spyro Gyra coming up very soon. And he's going to be back in his hometown of Baltimore with this amazing singer named Irene Gelenti, who is actually from Italy. So it'll be very interesting to see that combination of flavors on stage. It'll be great. EC3 Mambo Inn started the show. We're going to be on the, I guess, for an hour, hour and 15 minutes or so, just getting some great music in front of you so you can laugh and enjoy dinner if you're on your way to Germano's Trattoria. Yay, you'll be seeing the show of your life, honest to goodness. This is one of those kinds of vibes. You'll be talking about this for months, honest to gosh, especially with Micah. EC3 just told me this the other day, having learned new songs. He's getting her into this Brazilian vibe. So she'll be debuting new songs tonight. It'll be great. Jeff Gollop, Brian Auger have the number one CD on the Groove Music Chart. Train Keeps a Rollin'. This is Brian's song that he originally did in 1967 on the first The Trinity CD with Jules Driscoll. Song he wrote called essentially Christmas Island, Isola Natale on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. Looking back on all the things in my life, sometimes wondering what is real and real, your life's changing. A gentle word or a simple thought from your heart has made me stronger, wiser, good enough for this. I thank you. Looking back on all the things in my life, sometimes to be blessed and truly loved so deeply, a gentle word or a simple thought from your heart has made me stronger, wiser, good enough for this. I thank you. Stronger and wiser. I want to thank you. Thank you now. Thank you.
Anthony Jefferson will never know how much that song means to moi, and I think that I speak for a lot of different people because there's something so magical about that song. Who takes the time to say thank you for being in my life? Thank you for being so special. Thank you not only for how you make me feel, but for who you are. You know, sometimes you get these birthday cards, and they're all about how the person celebrating a birthday makes the person who's writing the card how they feel. It's not about you. It's about what this person is, how this person lights up the universe, what this person means to not just you or how the person makes you feel, but what contributions they have all by themselves. So this is why I love the song. Anthony, thank you for that. And Mark Rapp, who is going to be part and parcel of this amazing soiree. At one time a few weeks ago, I told Anthony that I would be there. I really cannot be there, and he actually had a room ready for me. I told him that he needed to give the room to somebody else because being a mom and being here in Baltimore got responsibilities, including financial. And it's just better if I don't go. But everybody that will be there, it's going to be a major black tie CD release party. Yes, Saturday, October 26th. It's going to be at a beautiful place in Sosua, which is in the Puerto Plata region of the Dominican Republic. Woo! Tracy Hamlin's going to be there. Mark Rapp, who you just heard, actually, you did hear him because he was playing trumpet, and Kipper Jones, and Peter Novelli, Corey Allen, the Santo Domingo Orchestra Strings. I'm telling you, this is going to be so hot. And actually, let me just go back here to where specifically it's going to be. Sosua Village. It's like a resort. Let me see here. Oh, my gosh. He is so amazing. He posted all my information on his page. The Sosua Ocean Village. Woo! It's just going to be stupendous. And folks will be there for a few days. So you can imagine how great this will be. If you're on Facebook, go to Anthony Jefferson's page or go to, matter of fact, I'm looking at the CD right now. There's a lot to learn about Sosua, too. It is absolutely breathtaking. It's like paradise. I'm not kidding you. AnthonyJefferson.com, just making sure if that's the case, because there's a lot of information I want to pass along. Let's see. Oh, you Google him. There's a lot of Anthony Jeffersons, too. But if you go to Anthony Jefferson Singer, you'll find out a whole lot. He's got his CD, by the way, But Beautiful, with a song that you just heard, thank you, on CD Baby, and there's CD Universe also has it, and he did a great interview with Jazz Times. He was also here on Hybrid Jazz back in July. Beautiful, beautiful man. I love him so much, and he knows it. It's going to be stupendous. October 26th, seriously, this is going to be a sold-out event. If you want to get to go, make sure you get your reservations. I'm not at all sure about the hotel scenarios in that vicinity, but Anthony is the king of everything. He was from New Orleans. He made his way around the different islands where he could call home. He found Sosua and stayed there. And now he is, seriously, TKOE, the king of everything. Germano's Trattoria is where we need to focus because this is the night. It's going to be less than an hour now where EC3 and the guys and Micah Chevalier are going to take to the stage. Beautiful food, the beautiful ambience. The room is intimate. Oh, my God, 300 South High Street. There is a parking in the neighborhood, and then there is, within walking distance, a beautiful and covered parking area where you can park your car. And I'm telling you, if there was a place to be that you would want to go with a date tonight, this is the place. If you want to go solo, I promise you, you will not walk away tonight without having made a friend or two. It's just going to be like that. I'm going to play something special now. Do you want to hear another track from Patrick Yandel? We had such a good time the other day, and we are trying seriously to get him at Burke's Jazz Festival, if not in 2014, 2015. This is from Soul Grind, When Robins Fly, on Hybrid Jazz. This is Hybrid Jazz. Oh, I'm loving this. This is such an amusing little piece of information I have to pass along. I'm playing the song here. And no names will be mentioned, but we have a chat room, and I wasn't sure if anybody was going to join me tonight because this is not the usual time for Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, but it's because EC3 and Micah Chevalier are at Germano's Trattoria tonight, 7:30 showtime, just about 30 minutes from now. So I'm playing music, and I just played that song, and one of my little chat roomers said, "Ooh, really liking this song." Well, she does not know that one of the reasons why she likes it so much, and I know that she's going to go, "Oh, my God," is because one of our favorite people on the planet, Greg Adams, had a lot to do with that horn section, Tower of Power, right there from 1973, from the debut album, T.O.P. Oh, my gosh, this time it's real. The same CD, or LP, if you will, that gave you So Very Hard to Go and What Is Hip. Woo! Such a smoking musical project right there. And look, Tower of Power is still kicking. If you go to towerofpower.com, you will find so many dates that they're doing. It's amazing. And last year, I saw them at the Cap Jazz Fest and could not believe it. They've got some renewed energy. It's just magnificent. And look, they're going to be at the Clearwater Jazz Festival coming up my birthday weekend. That's going to be, let's see, the 16th is on a Wednesday, I think. So 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th in Clearwater, Florida. Yes, Tower of Power will be there, as will Level 10. That started out the set. Wasn't that cool? Imagine that, the name of the single. Level 10, the name of the group that is headed by Levi DeAndrade, who got together these magnificent cats from different little pockets, not only of the state, but also in Florida, but also from Cuba, and got this world vibe going on, this contemporary jazz feel, a little bit of classical, a lot of rock going on. Just a hybrid, honey, and we love that. Woo! So good. Anthony Jefferson would like me to point out something that I think is very important. We just played Thank You from But Beautiful, the new CD, and let me tell you this. AnthonyJefferson.com has all the information that you'll ever want to know about Anthony. And there is a But Beautiful CD page, or page all about Anthony, if you will, on Facebook. And yes, he's available through CD Baby, and he appreciates all the kind words. Not enough I could say about Mr. Jefferson, seriously, but just one of those old school crooners that we don't have enough of. So whatever it took him to find himself going from Louisiana to Sosua, I'm so grateful. Let's do something a little different. We've got some time. Actually, I programmed the show for about 2 hours. I don't think that we're going to go for 2 hours, but I don't want to take up any time, you see, that you could have in going to Little Italy in Baltimore and seeing my friends EC3 and Micah do their thing. It's going to be wonderful. Let's do this. Can we play a little something from Chuck Loeb and Silhouette? I might have played this song. I'm not quite sure because I have been, admittedly, a little under the weather, and my brain is fuzzy. So if you take the halfway Mickey Rourke voice that you're hearing right now, because the vocal cords are affected, and take the fuzziness and just push them out of the way and enjoy the music, that's what we're going to do right now. Chuck Loeb and Eric Marienthal in a song called JT about James Taylor on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. that voice. Lord knows I do. Tracy Hamlin, my good friend. We had such a good time. The girls got together over the weekend, this past weekend. And if folks who were looking knew that there was three divas, Debbie Poole, Anita King, and Tracy Hamlin, our friend Cecilia and me. And when we're all together, it gets unusual sometimes. A little loud maybe at times, but when we're just drinking coffee, it's usually okay. It's just when the wine comes into play. Oh, so much fun. Tracy Hamlin right there from This Is My Life and Let Me Be the One. So happy for Tracy because the remix of Never Too Much, which is on This Is My Life, is doing exceptionally well on the top of a couple of different charts, and it keeps on going. I see that people keep tweeting and retweeting about Tracy on Twitter. It's unbelievable. The buzz from this is something that I don't think even Tracy expected, because it's not just R&B and soul circles, but it's house music circles and jazz circles. All across the board, it's just pretty weird and wonderful. So glad. She's going to be with her sometimes boss, Gloria Gaynor, on the 18th of October. They're going to be at the Palladium in Indianapolis, and Gloria's got a new book out called We Will Survive, which is all about encouraging especially women in situations that are a little tricky, some inspirational advice from Gloria. And let me tell you something, she's been through a test or two in her life. She and Tracy have become really close. Tracy's learned a lot, and Gloria's learned a lot from Tracy. So it's just been a real good partnership. Whew. And we heard Chuck Lowe with Eric Marienthal on saxophone from Silhouette, one of the finer CDs that has come out in the past several months. A song about James Taylor. You heard Chuck Lowe talk about this when he was on Hybrid Jazz a few weeks ago, and he really wants James to hear the song because JT means a whole lot to him and has through the years. And I know that James Taylor is of a mindset now, didn't used to be like this. Never mind. James is in a real focused aspect of his life. And if he doesn't know about the song, he will. And when he hears it, he's really going to be touched. So that will be my mission. And it will also be my mission to get Patrick Yandel with me to Burke's Jazz Festival. And we played a track from Soul Grind earlier from Patrick Yandel. And just can't say enough about the CD. If you think that you know this multi-dimensional guitarist, think again. He is just all over the place in the best of ways. Some great music, which you will hear tonight at Germano's Trattoria in Little Italy in Baltimore. I know we've got about maybe 15 or so minutes till showtime, and we're going to play a couple more songs. They will be by EC3, the star of the show tonight with his band, and then Micah Chevalier. You haven't heard this song for a while. Yes, they got two songs during this special show of Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Now we'll go back to It's All About the Rhythm and play EC3 and his version of The Carpenters, Close to You. Yes! Enjoy. Thank you.
Oh,
from what I understand, they actually did that in one take. Micah Chevalier with her friend and mine, Daoud Saeed, who does the intro and the outro music for Hybrid Jazz. That is the amazing Duke Ellington song in a sentimental mood. It's just Micah Chevalier's voice and Daoud Saeed on keyboard. They actually worked that out. They've been working together for quite a long time. They knew each other before I got to know Daoud, and then I got to know Micah. So now it's just really, really cool because EC3 heard Micah doing that arrangement of In a Sentimental Mood and said to himself, I have to meet her. And now, tonight, matter of fact, right now, they are getting underway at Germano's Trattoria in Little Italy in Baltimore and doing a show together. So it's going to be monumental. The food is magnificent. The area is wonderful. It just feels like whenever you go into Little Italy, it feels like Christmas in the best ways. Don't get all bothered that I said the C word now. It just feels like the joy of living, joie de vivre, wrong language for this particular neighborhood, but it just is got a vibe to it that is hard to describe, but you have to go. Hopefully everybody is seated by this point and ready to experience a real blissful night of music. We heard EC3 from It's All About the Rhythm and the Carpenter song, Close to You, and I have to give you the credits on who's playing on that particular song. It is on piano Dr. Jose Manuel Garcia, on bass Craig Shaw, EC3, of course, on drums, Francisco Frankie Quinones, Dominique Patrick Noel, and on trumpet, Melvin Jones. So beautiful. So is the night. Go out and enjoy yourself. We will see you on Tuesday with a special guest. Veronica Nunn will celebrate her birthday on the 7th, and then we'll have her on the 8th. And we'll be talking about something that is near and dear, not that we think of it as a favorite subject, but we like to make sure that folks are aware that this Tuesday is Bullying Awareness Day. So Veronica's going to hang with me, and we'll maybe talk about some positive ways that we can nip this in the bud before it ever becomes an issue. So we might have another guest or two that stop by as a little surprise. Then next Thursday, the show will not be from 1 to 4, as is the usual case. It will be from 3 to 6, and here's why. We want to make sure that we've got Mark Arthur Miller on the show with us. Yes. Oh, the gals love him so much. He's going to start the show at 3 o'clock, and then we've got Joanna Pascal coming by at about 4:30, my Temple University hometown Philly gal that's going to stop by and talk about the St. Michael's Jazz Festival, and we'll hear music from Joanna too, so it should be wonderful. I'm so excited. Yeah, October is just full of great guests. Thank you to my friends who stopped by, Griselda Medina and BJ White in the chat room, and our guests floating back and forth. Enjoy your time, especially if you're at Germano's Trattoria tonight, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Have an excellent weekend. Thank you so much for stopping by and visiting this special Hybrid Jazz Show.